believe I got this wire coming from the highway. I can get to this house. It's open 500 feet, and then that wire goes from across that field. Now the guy come down here and looked where he had the spray dust, and he didn't notice that wire out there. Well, he circled over down, he was flying this way, coming this way. And I thought he was going to hit the ground. He seen the wire before he hit it. He just dipped down. He just didn't miss the ground. Right at it. Swooped back up and missed it.
He went under the wire?
Under the wire. Pretty good sized plane. He went under that wire.
He was lucky.
Sure did.
You have land here, well, the type land that's overflowed in the spring and you have to plow it late?
No, and yes. Now, I've got 17 acres back there. My neighbor's got corn in it now. He has to wait now. It's on a slope. See, there's a branch coming down there. That's where I got my catfish ponds at. That's where I got one pond is about 2 or 3 acres in it. It was built in that whole drain. Where the land was just a bunch of trees, you know, where these old boggy places. So I had a bulldozer come in there with a pack of business for two of them and shove out all them trees and dig it out. And after he got down there so deep, it took one bulldozer to push the other one or pull him. To get down there so, well, I think they finally got it 3 foot deep. I was wanting it 4 foot, he got it 3 foot deep. And he had to take one dose of his springs, water coming up out of the ground. Reason I tell you, I could tell when that river down there. I could tell by them ponds going up or down. Every pond I've got's got a spring in it. This one here is just drain water from all over the country back up in yonder. It all drains into that and goes down through there, and that river gets up. All that trash, fish, gar, what have you. Get in that old big pond, don't you? But the others, they don't. What gets in there is, old cranes, you know, they'll wade around out there and they'll get eggs on their feet. That little old perch has got one pond down there too. It's plumb full of little old goggle-eyed perch. The only way they can get in that way. Now, when I was a boy, I tell you about how the old women always kept the yard swept clean. They come a powerful rain up there. My daddy's one time, I was just an old boy. Inside, wait for it to quit raining. After it quit raining, I had to go out in the yard there, and there was a little old, two or three little old red-bellied perch bouncing around out there in the water in the yard. Sucked up, you know. Sun had drawed them up, or however it was, but anyway, they'd come down there in that yard from that rain. That's right.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there's no other way in the world for them to got that. They come in that rain. You never heard tell of the sun drawing water, pulling it up? These, it pulled them little old perch up out of some low piece of ground somewhere where they were at. And maybe out of a big pond, I don't know. But they were little old perch, little old red bellies, bouncing around out there in that yard.
Do you have any place that's so low you just raise? They use it for matter for a field to grow clover or alfalfa?
No, I don't grow alfalfa down here.